This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what Jesus said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favor. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. So throughout the Advent season, we've been singing a hymn, and we've been doing it progressively at Spirit of Christ Lutheran Church. The hymn has been around at least since the 8th century, perhaps even before that, either in part or complete. We refer to it as Bani, Bani Emmanuel, or Bani Emmanuel, or O come Emmanuel. We're going to take a look at that hymn, because in that gospel reading, you've heard the word wisdom being mentioned, and you hear Jesus in the space with the teachers of wisdom, and what is he doing? He's teaching the teachers, even when he is very, very young. Now, as we look at this reflection, we may be joined by any one of three cats, or maybe all three, because they're all around here, my dear friends, cats, and they love to be a part of whatever I'm up to. So who knows? We may have some wise teachers come our way that we didn't expect. Maybe we haven't seen before, right? So the hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, actually comes from the 7th chapter of Isaiah, which is a messianic prophecy. And it starts out, that verse starts out, "Therefore the Lord," beginning in God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. But to get to the fear of the Lord, the beginning of all wisdom, first of all, you begin with the Lord as source of all things. So Isaiah 7:14 says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel is Hebrew for God with us, or God, and it's the idea of God being fully present as we are, where we are, like we are, in the midst of all that it is to be experienced in our existence. So as we have moved through Advent, we've entered the Christmas season. It's good to pause and think a bit about what we've been going through and the hymns that we've been singing, and particularly O Come Emmanuel, which we did verses 1 and 2 in the first Sunday of Advent, verses 3 and 4 the second Sunday, verses 5 and 6 the third Sunday, and verses 7 and 8, of course, on the fourth Sunday in Advent. So this hymn has been translated many times. It's originally written in Latin. In many hymn books, it's actually the oldest, although if it's not in the oldest, it's there amongst the oldest of the hymns. When I first encountered this hymn, it was introduced to me as the O Antiphons, and I was taught by Pastor Piplo at Messiah Lutheran Church that the O Antiphons are a series of prayers. An antiphon is a response, a song response back to a psalm or to a biblical text. So the O Antiphons have been around somewhere since the 700s and around that time. And it's a very popular hymn tune that we have. You know, it's O come Emmanuel. That's how it goes. And Anyway, the first time I heard it, without ever hearing the words, hearing just the tune, was on WALB-TV. I was being broadcast out of Albany, Georgia. And the really kind of somber tune that it has, da 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 da. It's kind of melancholy to me. And this snapped my attention out of what I was doing there at my Grammy's house in her den on the Willacoochee Highway in Douglas, Georgia. And just pulled me to the burning Advent candle that was on the TV screen celebrating the holidays. That's one of the things that wisdom does. It calls us through whatever we're doing and refocuses us. So God calls out to us in various ways. And one of the ways God does call out to us is through prophets. And of course, prophet Isaiah lets us know that God's coming our way, calling out to us that God is coming to be with us in the mix. And when God shows up, of course, the sign will be a virgin who conceives and gives birth to a son. His name is going to be called God with us. And of course, once we finish those four Advent Sundays, we're at Christmas. And where does that take us? To gifts. A challenge, though, is that in all the gift giving, or the lamenting of not receiving gifts, or all the celebration of family, or lamenting that we don't have family who we dearly miss, we sometimes miss, where is God with us? We forget there's a sign. This virgin conceives and bears a child. This is really important for us because we're in a space right now in our world that I think O Come Emmanuel fits like a glove. It's probably one of the more poignant spaces for that beautiful, ancient, melancholy hymn. Because don't we feel that we are captive Israel, mourning and lonely exile here? When we've been social distancing and sheltering in place and practicing some of the COVID guidelines, we can feel captive. We have a death toll that's exceeded 800,000 here in the United States. That can make you feel as if it's not just if I'm going to get the virus, it's when I'm going to get the virus. And can I really go and do anything yet and not run the risk of getting it and possibly dying? That makes us feel captive. So we cry out to Emmanuel. We pray to be set free from Satan's tyranny, to be saved from the depths of hell. The people who experienced those tornadoes out in the Kentucky area and the other states bordering Kentucky, they know what it's like to be in what feels like Satan's tyranny and all that destruction. That heart-rending story of those three girls that were in that bathroom hiding out from the tornado and this cute smiling child is killed. I watched her, I think, aunt sob on TV, and it made me cry too. We know what it's like to feel like we're in the depths of hell when we're in the bowel of a tornado. We ask our Lord to come and disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight. I think we have to be honest right now. There are aspects of our world that cause us to feel glum, that make us feel out of sync. Our hearts are really grieving so very much. The loss of routines, the loss of patterns, the loss of loved ones, the loss of property in the case of tornadoes and wildfires out in California. We've got concerns around the world about immigration and other issues. And in the midst of this, we have 800,000. That's like one in 800 senior citizens has now died of coronavirus. Who would not ask that Satan's tyranny be gone from this place, because haven't we seen it already? And who wouldn't want all these dark shadows of death to be put to flight? I mean, we're experiencing them already. Aren't we longing for the day when our good Lord Jesus Christ comes back down here and justice prevails over all of this and the sordid state of human events is set to rights, and finally our God will wipe all the tears away from every single eye? Don't we know a sorrow that sometimes we will not grieve, because we don't even want to acknowledge it's there, that intensifies our Advent hope, intensifies our Advent longing for God's kingdom come and God's will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven? If you know what I'm talking about, then you know that we long for the imminent return of Christ, of Emmanuel, because there's so much in our world that we simply do not get, do not even want to understand, don't even want to experience. We wonder why the innocent are suffering and why those who so clearly do not deserve tragedy are right there at the center of tragedy. And we wonder why death and destruction and evil seem to have sway. And we wonder why God doesn't come down and set it all to rights and solve it right now. And we also think about what's going to happen to us. What's going to become of us? What if those things that we see happening to others do happen to us? It can make you sad, and it can also make you scared, and it can also leave you really confused. So we long for Emmanuel, Jesus, to step into our pain, our confusion, our longing, our brokenness. We long to see Jesus amidst our doubts and our fears and those befuddlements that confound us. Yet in reality, God's already with us. The Holy Spirit connects us and makes God through Christ Jesus present with us and to us and for us. Not just with us, not just for us, not just to us, not beside us, not behind us, not within us, not above us, not beneath us, but right here in our very midst. And in this way, God brings us opportunities for comfort, because while we are alone, we're never isolated from our God. But I'm not going to answer everything, but rather leave you with a question. Where are you longing for Emmanuel to come into your life today? Where are you longing for Emmanuel to ransom captive Israel? Where are you longing for God to free God's own from Satan's tyranny? Where are you longing for the day spring to come and cheer your spirit by the day spring's advent here? Where are you longing for the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows to be put to flight and dispersed and set away forever and ever? Where are you longing right now for the desire of nations to bind you to brothers and sisters and siblings in Christ? Where do you long to see our sad divisions cease and for us to rest together as one in our King of Peace? God bless you, God keep you, and have an awesome Christmas season. Remember, it's not just a day. It's a season. Take care.